This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
It is a pleasure to be with you today on Getting to Know Your Bible, and we do appreciate those of you who are watching at this time. We may have some of you that are watching today, and you've never seen Getting to Know Your Bible. We want you to know we're delighted to have you watching today. Some of you watch every time we're on the air. We appreciate that as well. Now today, we have a subject that I think ought to interest us all. We're just going to talk about the carpenter. The carpenter. There is an individual in the Bible that's referred to as the carpenter. Who is it? We want to talk about that today. We want to talk about what this carpenter built and is building. Now, on Getting to Know Your Bible, we offer a free Bible correspondence course. I'd like to emphasize that it is free. And I realize there's so many things being offered today in many places that it's hard to believe that we'd do this. But it is free. We offer free Bible course. Anytime you request a CD of one of the lessons that's preached on Getting to Know Your Bible, there's no charge for that either. Now, we want to pause for just a moment so that you can learn more about the Bible course and so you can learn how to receive it.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, Post Office Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
I'm reading now from Mark, the 6th chapter, and I'll read the first 6 verses of this chapter. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this, which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching. That's reading from Mark chapter 6, verse 1 through verse 6. Jesus lived some 33 years upon this earth, and yet most of those years were silent. That is, we don't have any record of many of those years. In Luke, the 2nd chapter, in verse 46, we find Jesus was in the temple with the priest and with the teachers of the law. And this is the occasion when his parents began to miss him. They went back looking for him, and they found Jesus in the temple, and his mother wanted to know why he had troubled them and not being with them. Jesus then said, Know ye not, it must be about my Father's business. In Luke, the 2nd chapter, in verse 52, we learn that Jesus got a balanced education. He grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with man. So there's not very much we know about the early years of Jesus. It is interesting to study the many titles and the names that are given to Jesus in the Bible. Someone has said that in the book of 1 John there are some 30 such titles or names, and another has suggested that over 700 in the entire Bible. But in Mark, the 6th chapter, and in verse number 3, Jesus is called the carpenter. Jesus is the carpenter. He was actually born into a carpenter's house. His father, earthly father, Joseph, was a carpenter. Now, the Jews were not expecting such a lowly position from the one who would be the Messiah. They expected him to be a king. They expected him maybe to be even a warrior. They expected him to come with pomp and power and with a lot of fanfare. But Jesus was born in a stable. And Jesus was the son of a carpenter. Why do you suppose that Jesus was just a carpenter? And when I say just a carpenter, I'm comparing that with what they expected of him in that time. Jesus came into this world to be a servant to mankind. The Son of Man is come into the world to be the Savior of the world. In the second chapter of Philippians, the Bible says to have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself in the form of a servant. He did not come to be ministered unto, Jesus said, but rather he came to minister to other people. Jesus came as a servant. And Jesus came to reach people, to help people. As a matter of fact, in the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel and in verse 10, we're told that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He came as a servant of humanity, and he came as a worker. He was a worker. In John chapter 9 and 4, the Bible says that Jesus even said, I must work the works of him that sent me. For the night cometh when no man can work. He had to do the work that the Father gave him to do. He did come to work. In Acts 10:38, we're told this about Jesus. He went about doing good. So Jesus Christ was born in the home of a carpenter. And in Mark chapter 6 and verse 3, he's called the carpenter, the son of Mary. But Jesus came to do the work of a carpenter. He came to build. He built the universe. He built the world. In John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. Jesus Christ built the world. Today he's building homes. In Psalms 127 in verse 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And we do well to have Jesus Christ at the center of our home. In Joshua 24 and verse 15, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But Jesus is also in the business of building people and making better people of us. In 2 Peter chapter 1, and beginning in verse 5, Peter is addressing the issue of how we grow as children of God. He said, besides all of this, adding to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge temperance, and to your temperance patience, and to your patience brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You see, Jesus Christ is in the business of helping us to grow and to mature. But also Jesus came to build the church. He made this announcement to Peter in Matthew chapter 16. Peter had just acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, in Matthew 16:16. And then Jesus said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah," that means son of Jonah, "for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," listen to him now, "I will build my church." So Jesus Christ built the church. It was built on the right foundation. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, "Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus." It was built in the right place. It was built in the city of Jerusalem. It was predicted by Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, that the word of the Lord would go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord would come out of the city of Jerusalem. And the gospel under the worldwide commission was first preached by the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost, which was Sunday, the first day of the week. And he did that in the city of Jerusalem. So it was built in the right place, built on the right foundation, and it was built out of the right material.